You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Back here on Cavalier Corner across ESPN Radio in Virginia, it's our pleasure to be joined by Jesse Bakel, the head lacrosse coach for the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers. Coach Bakel, appreciate your making time for us. You have had a chance to wrap up another great season at 10-6 overall, 9-win season before you got to the playoffs. Give us your overall assessment of how this team performed.
Team performed very well this year. We came up short a little bit in the playoffs, but our regular season overall, the total package that the team put on display for us this year was a very successful product. You know, we had a lot of contributors at a lot of different levels, and could not be more proud of the way the boys came together when we needed them, and the way they conducted themselves when adversity hit them. So there's a lot to be said. We're past moral victories, and like you said, we had another winning season, and that's what grows this program, and that's what keeps people coming back for more.
I know you mentioned past moral victories and handling adversity. Very tough schedule. Glass twice. You split with Salem, but that's the one that ultimately knocked you out for the season. Yeah, Stab on there. They're a power in private school lacrosse. How much did you learn about where the character of this team not just was, but is going in the future?
I learned a lot. You know, going up and playing Stab was a great experience for us. You know, we went up there and we played four quarters of hard lacrosse. And it gave a taste to the boys that want to play in the next level, what it looks like at the next level. And the amount of commitment that I had from those boys from start to finish was great. So, you know, the strength of schedule, playing these teams, playing these conference rivalries, you know, really prepares these boys for the speed of the game and the lessons outside of lacrosse, you know, overcoming adversity and digging deep when you need it most. And the fact that we're able to scale the program to play teams like Stab and to play multiple games against Glass and Salem and VES and these other private schools that are out there, it really is a testament to the growth of the program and the challenge of others wanting to see what product is growing down here and then for us to take our show on the road.
What does it say about, I don't want to sound cheesy, but the communal nature of lacrosse? Because it seems like when you've got that kind of flow on the schedule and everybody willing to try to work together, it gives lacrosse as a sport a chance to grow too.
Absolutely. Lacrosse is, and maybe I'm biased here, but lacrosse is so different, I think, than every other sport. And I bet you every coach will say that about their own sport. But I really think the pedigree and the community support and the type of student athletes that it attracts is just so different. And so when I go and meet these other coaches and I meet these other players and we go play these other programs, it is so familiar, even if I've never met them before or played them before. It is such a familiar story that they've done. It's such a familiar just setting, the way that the student athletes conduct themselves amongst each other. It's almost like we've grew up together, even though it's been apart. And I think that's because lacrosse is, you know, has been slow to adapt, and now it's picking up and it's here to stay. And it's kind of had the same story around the country.
Jesse Bakel, head lacrosse coach, Jefferson Forest Cavaliers, joining us here on Cavalier Corner. Jesse, you mentioned the communal nature of it. I mean, God, your program seems to be an example of that. You know, you lose Matt Paul, but then you get the youngest Paul in there. I mean, lineage, do you target siblings, or does it just kind of recruit itself?
It seems like it recruits itself. These lacrosse families just keep pumping out athletes, and I'll take every single one of them. It's, I keep going back to it, and I guess I'm biased again, but lacrosse is this bloodline. It is, you know, football players and baseball players, they grow up, they see it on TV, they go sign up at school, and they try it. Lacrosse players just seem to be born. You know, it's something different. We're different. It's a different type of student. And these waves of families that have built a program, it just becomes contagious. You know, the names, like you said, the Pauls, and we have the Hunters, and we have, there's just, they go on and on and on as far as the Peltiers. I mean, I've had so many brothers now after 8 years with JF and Forrest, where I've seen the older brothers, the middle brothers. Now I'm seeing the youngest brothers, and it's awesome. And I know them the same families for 8 years. So I don't know how much closer you could get as a community than what we do here in Forrest.
That's funny. It's almost like they're part of your family after a while.
I feel like it. I really do.
You got a pretty large family. You got a bunch of last names that you might have 5 or 6 hyphens in there before this all said and done.
Absolutely. I don't have any kids, but every year it feels like I have like 26 of them. So it's an amazing experience, and to be part of a real family setting with multiple siblings everywhere.
Jesse Bakel, head lacrosse coach, Jefferson Forest Cavaliers. Coach Bakel, you referenced the mentality born into lacrosse. you've played the sport, you've coached it, you've seen this mindset through so many different young men. What are the traits of a lacrosse player that distinguish it from other sports?
It's
a loaded question, but just give us a couple even of those.
Yeah, it's so different. You know, growing up, the way I acted as a lacrosse player and the way I conducted myself is exactly what I see in our own players, the Matt Pauls, the Cayman Morris, the Emery Willoughbys. We carry our sticks with us. We travel in packs. You're addicted and brought in by the same interests. And it's just like a community within a community. You know, there's student athletes in any school, but I don't know if they travel as tightly as like lacrosse players do, because we're that one sport that nobody plays. We're that one thing that no one's ever heard of or even seen. We're the ones telling our friends to come out and try it just once, and we know they'll get addicted. And I remember I'm here pitching that same call now as I did when I was in high school, telling my friends, like, look, if you come to one game, you'll come to every single one of them. And I hear the players that I coach now tell their friends, like, hey, just come to this one game and we know you're going to be hooked. And it works, because as the season goes on, our stands are filling up. And that is awesome. And I think that's just, it's not football, it's not baseball, it's not soccer, it's lacrosse, and it sparks a ton of intrigue. And so we kind of always feel like we got to claw and scrape and build this, our own little community, because we're advertising it. And I think you know, a lot of those other sports advertise themselves, but we kind of all are our own spokesmen for it.
You guys proud to have, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, I mean this in a good way, proud to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulders? Is that something that motivates you guys?
It motivates me as a coach. There's no other sport I'd rather coach, and I know it motivates the boys. They don't want to be known as anything else. You know, they are lacrosse players, and they like their story. They love their background, and they would. I know if you asked any of them, they wouldn't trade it for anything. They don't want, even though it would be easier, they don't want to just walk into school and sign up and be able just to walk on a field, you know. And I know it's a little harder than that. I think they like the challenge and the uniqueness that comes with being a lacrosse player or a lacrosse community.
And that continues during this offseason as Jesse Bakel, head lacrosse coach for Jefferson Forest here on Cavalier Corner. Practice, you're getting the rising ninth graders now and a chance to work with them, and you've got Lynchburg Select. What do you notice about the bond that develops now through, you know, the next couple months as these kids have a lot of free time on their hands and a lot of time to dedicate to lacrosse?
Absolutely, yeah. My job is to take that free time out of their hands and keep making them better lacrosse players. You know, I take a step and work with the JVs in the summer and get my hands on my rising ninth graders. And it's nice to see them throwing around with my rising seniors already. You know, we're not even a week and a half removed from our regular season, and I already have a large portion of my team working together. And, you know, they know what the mission is. They're there to get better this summer and bring that to the table in the spring. And, you know, they have a lot of familiarity because a lot of them are siblings with each other or have thrown around the backyard before. So Lynchburg Selects provided a great venue for that. And we're already practicing. We have a tournament next week, and we're ready to go.
Final question for you. We can't forget this one. 10 starters or 7 starters, 10 seniors. Just give us the overview of what the senior class has meant.
I think there's stages that I go through, and I think the one I'm in right now is denial that it's happening. 10 seniors, it's not just because I'm losing 10 seniors and 7 starters from that group. It's because I've known them since a freshman class, and that's been the hardest, is that we've had them for so long in the program and watching them go. Yes, we'll lose the talent on the field. Yes, we'll get talent to replace them, but it's deeper than that. Going back to that community thing again, these boys help me build as a proxy to myself what we have today. So I'm not quite ready to let go yet. I know they graduated. We have a banquet that we're doing to recognize those guys. So maybe when the next season comes around, I'll be ready to move on to my accepting stage. But I'm sticking denial right now.
Hey, it's okay. Take it. You got time. And it's been a great experience to follow. Coach Bakel, thank you for your time on Cavalier Corner.
Thank you.
Big thanks indeed to Jefferson Forest Cavaliers head lacrosse coach Jesse Bakel for his time here on Cavalier Corner. When we come back, we'll talk tennis with our Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, JF Boys tennis star Jeff Scott, a key contributor, a sophomore from this past year's team. He'll join us to discuss the season and to recap all that. So we'll hear from him next, right here on Cavalier Corner across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.